For Sheldon.
Hello, Sheldon.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
Oh, hanging in there. I don't know what's going on. So much new stuff is occurring, but that's why I guess it's going straight to voicemail.
Ah, that's fine, it's fine, no problem.
Yeah.
Tell me
Yes.
about the surgery. How was it? You said it went well. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm still in bed rest. I'm feeling very sore. And I'm taking like baby steps to get up and walk around the house.
No, that's part of the game. That's part of the game. You have to keep moving, you know?
Oh yeah. So every time my kids see me walking around, they're like, "Oh my God, Mom, you look like a turtle walking around." I'm like, "Yeah, literally, that's the way I feel."
Yeah. How was the
Yeah.
vacation?
So we. It was nice over there, but that's the reason when I came back, that's when everything went down the hill. So I was having a good time, but I was more like between you and me, I was more like in the bathroom than having a good time.
Ah.
That's what led to the surgery.
You have to be careful.
Yeah. It's like anything I ate, straight to the bathroom. Anything that I couldn't hold on to my pee also. So it was two things occurring at the same time. So I was like, "Mommy, you know what? I think we have to just stay in the porch, stay in the house, and if the kids want to go outside with you, let them go outside, but I'll stay home to be on the safe side."
Yeah, that was good. You should.
Yeah, so during my vacation, that's what I went through. Yeah.
That's tough.
Oh, yeah. I was like, "Oh no, I don't want to go through this again." And then I come home, and I follow my intuition, and I said, "Let me go to the doctor because this is not normal anymore. This is like over a month already, constantly, constantly." And instead of me enjoying whatever I was eating or going outside and having a good time, it was like more me being out, being in the bathroom than going outside. So when I went to see my GYN doctor, that's when he saw the problem. He's like, "No wonder, Karen. It's like everything is going haywire for you." And then that's when it occurred. He found all type of things
Well,
wrong
you
with me.
shouldn't delay these kind of things, Karen. Always like wait maximum
No.
1 week and go just consult a doctor. That's what you should do.
No, and that's what I did. He's like, "Karen, because last year you wasn't out like this. And when you go see the GYN doctor, you're supposed to see him every 6 months." So when I the last time I saw him, I was not like this. So when he saw the situation, he said, "What happened here? This is not right. We have to go immediately do surgery because everything inside of me was like ripped." And it's a miracle that he was telling me, "Karen, you didn't see like nothing or feel anything kind of weird or nothing." I go, "No, to be honest with you, I didn't feel nothing. I just know I was just going to the bathroom. That's it." And it seems like everything was occurring deeper than what he expected.
No,
And then
I'm
when he
glad
did,
you got that checked
when
out.
he, I know, thank God, because when he did the surgery, he's like, "Karen, what we just did for you, it was more than what we had anticipated. So the hours were more, and the stitches more."
I kind of get that because it was similar to how. Like my dad went to a bypass because of like cardiac problems. So
Yeah.
he was a di he like he is a diabetic and has like hypertension.
Oh,
So
wow.
yeah, the combination just normal a normal operation like surgery would have taken about like 2 hours, but his went for like 6.5. So it was crazy.
Yeah. That's exactly. My mom was going crazy asking, "When is she coming out? Is she up?" And oh my God. The doctor had to call my mom, calm her down, calm my older son. "No, everything is okay. It's just that, you know." Then they had explained the whole situation to my mom and my older son. I was like, "Oh my God."
Nope. That's how it is. That is how it
Yeah.
is. So,
But thank God I'm here.
Yeah.
And I'm just recuperating now.
And what about work? That's
That's gonna be a tough one. I'm trying to see if I could get any types of what's that called? Help. But every type of help I'm getting, I'm being denied.
Why?
So I'm doing because they see it as well, in one of them, they said that I don't qualify because I need to be, for me to qualify, I have to be stating that I'm working. And I told them,
Wait, what?
I for me to get the assistance, I have to state that I'm willing to work. So, in other words, they want me to lie, stating that that I am willing to work, but I cannot work. And I told them, how can I say that I'm willing to work if I cannot work? That'll make sense. So that's one of them that I had to,
it's
one of
more,
them that they.
Isn't that more like that you want to work, but you're unable to?
Exactly. But they don't want to see it like that. So
isn't
that's
that
one of
the
the
same
assistants.
thing? Isn't that the same thing that you.
No, no. To them, they don't want to hear no type of excuse. So for in that case, I was trying to apply for unemployment. And they said no, because for me to get this assistance, I have to be able to say that I am willing to work. So I said, okay.
Yeah, that is usually how it works, that you have to be a person who's willing to work but is unable to find employment.
Exactly. So I was like, okay, fine. I didn't want to bother myself because I'm not feeling good whatsoever. So I don't need to be arguing with nobody.
Yeah.
So that's one of the letters that I got, I received a couple of days ago, stating that I'm not going to be getting that type of service. So I was denied. And then I tried to tell my boss, if you find anything that you have remotes, I would appreciate it. So he was like, Karen, at the moment, I don't have nothing. So that's another thing. He asked me, when can I go back to work? I said, well, if everything goes well, November 10th, then the doctor's going to tell me when I can start working. But at the moment, right now, it's like I'm frozen. I can't do nothing right now. God forbid if I lift up anything, anything could rip in there. So I can't do nothing at the moment. So at the moment, I'm just dealing with my mom's mouth, and you know how that goes. So I'm going through hell and back right now. My two older teenagers are acting up back and forth. They're
Which
being
state
a handful.
I forgot what state you are in.
Oh, New York City.
New York City.
Yeah.
You've been assistant for quite some time, right?
Huh?
Your main experience is in the field of being either a secretary or assistant, right?
Administrative assistant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try to apply for edX, like EDX, those who edX and search careers, you can apply for support there, like in their support section. That's a work from home job and it pays well.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. Can you send it to me?
Sure, I'll send it along.
Thank you.
It's based in California. It's owned by MIT, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As you know, it's one of those places where you, like, kids go to get online courses.
Oh, okay. So then that means I have to pay for something then.
No, you have to pay for something. I'm saying apply for a job there.
Oh, okay.
In their support division.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do that, and if you want to do that, probably you'll get, like, you'll be able to learn a few subjects as well on your own, because I think they give
Oh.
hefty discounts, like about 90 to 100% to their employees as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can learn stuff and you can enhance your career as you move on.
That sounds like a plan.
Let me see. Careers.
And how are you and your family?
Here and there, my grandma's in the hospital, so it's more or less me just going work and hospital these days.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So it's just back and forth constantly. It's just tiring right now.
Oh, I could imagine. I know the feelings.
Works. So, from what I know, this is a remote job, and if you get in, it's like, think 44. No, it should be, I think, 50K per, year.
How much a year?
50K, 50,000.
Oh, that's all right. It's
Yeah.
about time I get something like that. Huh.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, see if you can get if you can get
My God, it'll be a miracle from God. Oh my God.
it.
Oh, I'll be like, I think I'll be texting you and saying, Sheldon, you're a lifesaver. Oh my God.
Apply for a support division job. Try to get into the support student support division. It's a very simple job. All you have to do is mainly reply to emails to kids, okay? But you have to
Okay.
show that you're willing to learn and willing to understand how the system works, okay?
Okay.
As long as you prove that to them, they will definitely hire you. Most of the things will be online, so it won't be a big problem because they have like a global kind of system.
Oh, okay.
They have one branch in Barcelona, one branch in California, one branch in Pakistan. So, yeah.
Well, my cousins, they are working through Amazon, but I tried to apply, and because I don't live there, they denied me.
But that's the point. This is remote. They're more prone to like accept. It's not a big problem.
And that was the thing that I was trying to tell them. I'm in New York. I could work remote. But what was the thing? They told me I need to live in Costa Rica.
Need to what?
So I need to live in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica is far.
Exactly. And
Costa
that's
Rica is
why,
not remote.
no, and guess what? Because I don't live over there, my cousins do. So they could get the job. I cannot. So that's when they told me automatically, Karen, you don't qualify. So they turned me down. So they got the job, my cousins, but I can't.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So
So it's like,
one thing, on the link I send you, okay? You can go to there. This should be a to you button. You can just click there, and you'll be able to see all the openings that are there for edX. Okay. Now the important
Okay.
thing that you'll have to do is apply for remote. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You can go to. There are multiple jobs available right now. Even now, I see like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They're like 23, 26 and around 30 something openings in different departments. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you can go for the student engagement ones. You can either become a counselor, part-time placement coordinator, student placement specialist. You can talk to them and see how things work. You can put your management skills into work if you want to go for corporate service.
Oh yeah, that's about time. Okay.
Okay.
So I just gotta
Check and
answer
see. Check and
the
see.
link. Okay.
There's even a recruitment manager job, but I think that might have way too many requirements.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be a leading direct team, personal experience direct. And yeah, it requires like 3 years of experience in recruitment, so that's possible. But do look and see. There's a lot of possibilities here. The people are very good.
Okay. All right, no problem.
Perfect.
Yes.
Now, getting down to business, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, because eventually I'll have to get back to work as well, you know.
Yes.
So we are till up to chapter 4, right?
I believe so. I'm not
Yeah.
too sure.
So
Okay.
yeah, because we like went to following your first surgery, you change your eating habits and lifestyle, and now we are at 2008, the birth of your third child.
Yes.
Let's talk.
Okay. Let's see. My third child. Okay, Victoria. That's when Victoria was born. Should we use her name or should we use another name?
That it's fine for now. For now, how about we just continue with the names that are in real life? Then, when you have the complete book, you can decide, okay, I want this name to be this, or I want this name changed. If you don't want to change, that's also fine. If you want to change, we can change it. It's no problem.
Okay.
So for now, it's easier to recall with memory when you are using actual names, right?
Okay.
So go for it.
So now 2008. I ended up having my daughter. It was a shocker because this is the first time I'm having a third child, but instead of a boy, it's a girl. So, my eating habits was very different. The movement of my stomach was different. With the boy, you could move your stomach like a ball, and with the girl, it's like a square movement. When I would touch my stomach, you could move it a certain way, and it feels like a certain way.
I see.
So, yeah.
But how did shouldn't we talk about how the birth of the child for third child happened, like what led up to it? Who was the father and all that? Do you want to discuss that, or should we just skip that over?
Well, the significant other was a different one. Maybe we should start it off like that.
Yeah, like do you want to add that person into the chapter, or do you want to just, leave them out?
We could add them
Because
because that's how
that would allow
everything.
some background,
Yeah.
rather creating a loophole.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we could add them. Well, I met my father's the father of my kids 2007, and we were dating for 1 year, and one thing led to another, and we ended up falling in love, and we ended up having my daughter, 2008.
2008, and how did you meet the guy?
I had a coworker that her and me were working at the same hospital, same department, and she saw that I was very hardworking and attending college at that time, and she said, "Karen, today's Friday night. Why don't we get together and have a good time? You want to come over to my house?" I said, "Okay, no problem. Why not?" And then all of a sudden, when I go over there, I met her son, I met her kids. So while we are sitting in front of her building, we were laughing, giggling, and talking about, girl stuff. And then all of a sudden, this guy comes down, and tries to get my attention. And then he made me laugh because he challenged me. And he was like, like, who are you? I never seen you come around this area before. Why are you so loud? Why are you so scandalous? And stuff like that. So he made my coworker and me laugh like crazy. And I said, who are you? I didn't know who are you. And that's when my coworker was like, oh, he lives in our building. He lives in the second floor. And yeah, he's the son of a lady that lives in this building. So when we started talking, we were laughing like crazy, and we couldn't believe, the conversation we were having. And then that's when he was like, oh, where you live at? How can I get to know more about you? How can, when are you gonna come around the neighborhood again? And to me, I saw it like a, like a conversation. That's all. I didn't see it as nothing serious at that moment. And then the day already has passed. And then that's when my coworker came by me like 2 weeks later and told me that I had a secret admirer. And I was like, what? No. You're just playing, games, I said. To me, it was funny because he's too young for me. He's 26 and I'm 31 at that time. So all of a sudden, she's like, oh, what are you doing today? And today was on Friday, 2 weeks later. And then I was like, no, nothing. And then she's like, well, you don't have school today, so why you don't come over to my house? So when she looked outside the window, he was coming down the stairs. And he went to sit in the same bench. That's the same bench he was waiting for me for 2 weeks. The same spot where he met me. That was so funny. Because when she went to tell him, she said, oh, this girl's here. And when she said that to me, to him, he went inside the building. He fell off the, he went, he fell down the stairs just to approach to my coworker's apartment. And that was so funny because I got to see him through the peephole of the door. And when we let him in, when we let him in, he was red as a tomato. And I said, are you okay? Are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm okay. And, we sat him down and everything. And I said, how's your knee? He's like, oh, my knee is okay. And then we sat him down and we had a couple of drinks. And then I said, are you feeling okay? And then he was like, yeah, I'm okay. And I was like, what happened to you, And then he was like, no. I said, I was too excited to know that you came back. And then I asked him, for real? You've been waiting for me for 2 weeks? He's like, well, yeah, to you it might be ridiculous, but yeah. And I started laughing like crazy because I couldn't believe, puppy love to me, that I saw it like a puppy love. So keep in mind, I'm 31. I never thought I was going to see that again after my two sons, So I never thought it was gonna lead into something like that. So we got to know each other. Days passed by, a whole year passed by, and that's when we started dating for a whole year, even though we didn't have my family's approval because they didn't approve of that. He was too
Because
young for
he
me.
was
What?
young.
Yeah, because he's too young for me. What can he offer me? They couldn't believe mommy was in love again, puppy love, and oh, here we go again, all that. So 1 year later passed, and I ended up being pregnant. And I was in shock because I didn't think out of so many years, I was gonna be pregnant again. At that time, my first and second son was already 13, 14 years old, going to junior high.
Yeah.
And who would have known? We ended up doing the pregnancy test, and it came out positive. I was already 2 months and a half. And we did more than five pregnancies. That's how shocked I was and he was. And we ended up making an appointment with the doctor ASAP because we were still in shock. And then 6 months later, that's when we found out that it was going to be a girl. He was excited. I was excited because after two boys, a girl, wow. That left me speechless. And we were both in shock. We were together. We started living with each other. We're still here. We're still struggling, but yeah, we are here till this day,
Yep, that's nice.
Yeah. Yep.
So, okay, now towards the birth of your third child, what the day, the situation?
Oh, the birth of my fourth child?
Third child, like the day, the overall day, define the day.
Oh, she came out March 9, 2008. She was a stubborn child because the doctor said I was gonna be due that date, that same day. And it was already 10:45 at night. And she was giving me a struggle. She didn't want to come out. So she was giving me a lot of what is that called? Oh my God, my head just froze. Contractions. And those contractions, you just wanted to kill somebody. Let's put it that way. But I needed to be open, 10 centimeters, and I was only open 6, 7 centimeters, so I had to walk back and forth until she wanted to come out. And they had to. Then it got up to walking back and forth. It got to 8, 9 centimeters, but I still needed to walk, so I couldn't walk anymore. And we went to the delivery room, and they were like, "Karen, it's time." I said, "Finally." So I had practice in a headlock because that's how much in pain I was. So I had three doctors that came by and tried to take them out of my headlock. I had him right here with my arm, with my left arm. I didn't want to let go of him. That's how bad it was, yeah. So I had my significant other. He's like, "Karen, let go of him." And I said, no, I cannot let go of him because he needs to feel my pain. It is so much." And when she was born, she was 7, 9 ounces. And then they said, "It's a girl." And My significant other started crying. My best friend started crying. And I was crying, and we couldn't believe how big she was. Everybody thought that I was going to have two at that time because they told me, Carol, you need to push again. I said, what? Oh my God.
Wait, so
And it wasn't.
you had twins?
No, they thought I was going to have twins because I had to push again. And it was the placenta that I had to push out.
Ah.
Yeah. So when the baby came out, the placenta came out after.
I see, I see, I see.
Yeah. So when they told me I had to push again, that's when I was like, what? Don't tell me I'm having twins. That was my remark. Yeah, because they told me I had to push again. Then they cleaned up Victoria, and I couldn't believe how big she was. And that was the I called her my little monster because I was like, oh my God, it was all you making so much noise and so much pain. And she finally came out, and all of us were crying, and they cleaned her up, and they brought her to me. It was a very emotional stage. Yeah. Yeah. Very emotional, very it was all type of mixed signals. But yeah.
Let's I think we have enough for the chapter. What we'll continue up in chapter 6 is we'll talk about Victoria's upbringing,
Okay.
and then we'll talk about how your fourth child was born. Was your fourth child with the same person?
Yes.
That's good. And then you had the carpal tunnel surgery in 2010. We'll start
Oh,
from
yeah, then.
Victoria's upbringing to the birth of your full child, then to the surgery, and we'll end it at the surgery day. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So for now, I think we have enough data.
Okay.
And we'll keep in touch. I'll get deliver this to the
Yes.
team. It'll take like a week for them to evaluate and see. Because it's been quite some time, they'll have to like gather up the old data and we go through chapter 1 to 4 again and then continue onwards.
Okay, I'll
Okay.
keep looking at my email also.
Perfect, perfect. I sent you an email already. You should have an email.
Okay.
Check your spam as well. Could be in your spam,
Okay.
okay?
And
So
from now on, you'll be calling me from this number?
this is basically the main office line. We remember whenever we have recorded sessions, this is the line I'll be calling you with. But the other one, like the 2171, that's my personal number, okay?
Oh, okay. No problem.
Perfect. So we'll keep in touch and you take care of yourself, okay?
You too.
But definitely do apply where I told you. Try to apply, see if you can get there. If you can manage, trust me, it will be a big breakthrough for
Oh, yes. And like I said, I'll be thanking you 1,000 times.
Well,
Alrighty.
take care of yourself, okay, Karen?
You too.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.